The divine Sarah and the honeyed words are definitely in order here.
Thank you, Martin. But I figured here is where you ought to honey up the National Guard a little.
Okay, and you gave me the takeoff point already.
Day in, day out?
Not exactly. When you talked about doing the USO tour at San Juan Hill with Teddy Roosevelt.
But I say I didn't.
Honest, Sarah, nobody said you did. It's just that President Theodore Roosevelt was a member of the National Guard.
Now I'm sorry I didn't.
And so were four other presidents.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. George Washington? He must have been one.
Absolutely.
And it seems to me I read something about Lincoln, too.
You sure did. He commanded an Illinois militia company in the Black Hawk War.
Now I'm slowing down.
And then there was Chester Arthur and Teddy Roosevelt, as we already mentioned, and Harry S. Truman.
Oh, sure, Mr. Truman.
Now, we're not saying that if you join the National Guard, the next step is the White House. But you're sure off to a good start.
What are you going to tell us now?
Well, not me. They're going to hear Woody Herman and Land of the Midnight Sun.
Woody Herman and that crazy daylight saving.